This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
We're playing the reps that they've earned, you know, and the reps that they can help us win. So, but you know, to your point, I mean, Malachi's playing a lot. He's a starter, and Mike Green's kind of taking a full-time role now, and I think he's handling it really well. So we'll have to watch it, see how they do, you know, but I haven't seen any signs yet of those guys, you know, having any issues with that.
John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach, that was a couple of days ago, met with the media out there at One Winning Drive, talking about his rookie class of 2025, 8 games in to their NFL career. Malachi Starks got his first pick as a pro. Mike Green's got his first sack and a half the last couple of weeks. Teddy Buchanan was just named Defensive Rookie of the Month for the month of October. So there's some good things here for sure. And Tyler Loop, we're not talking about the Loop in a negative way. Now, he hasn't had a game-winning field goal opportunity to either make or miss, but still, so far, so good there. A couple of guys have been hurt out for the season. Unfortunately, Kone and Dellinger are gone. Longerbeam's gone, right?
Longerbeam is gone, yeah.
And you still have Aeneas Peoples and Westers, your punt returner. So we look at the draft class in totality. Vincent, okay, work in progress, as you said. Still waiting on Emory Jones. But, you know, here they are, the rookie class of 25. Coming into meaningful games now, Vinny, and are they, is the rookie orientation over, and is there anything as a rookie wall anymore, given all the work that they get starting pretty much from the time they're drafted?
Yeah, the only thing with a rookie wall, Bob, is I think what kind of gets them a little bit is, you know, you go right from your season to combine training, and then right from combine training and combine, you know, private workouts, draft, rookie mini camp, OTAs, mini camp, training camp, boom, season. So your first year is always a little bit long for those guys. And that's the reason why, is because they put so much time and effort into getting drafted. And then once you get drafted, you know, trying to learn and make the team and do all those things. But back to the rookie class, I think Malachi, I think, is getting better, Bob. I think he shows up more and more. And, you know, it's been 8 weeks. So, like you said, he got his first pick. I like that. Mike Green, I think Mike Green's going to get less reps now. You know, just because of Draymond Jones and Carl Lawson, he's going to get less and probably deserves less. You know, and because maybe if he gets less and all you got to do is just go rush the passer, maybe we'll get, you know, more pressure on the quarterback because, you know, you're not playing 60% or 70% of the time and you're wearing down at 245 pounds. So I like, you know, Mike Jones. But the key of the whole thing has been Teddy Buchanan. I mean, that's helped solidify the run stuff. And, you know, did you expect that, him to be a start? No, not at all. And be a productive guy and be, like you said, Bob, rookie of the month? No, I mean, that's a pleasant surprise, and he's done a hell of a job. And I think one of the questions to Harbs was, Harbs, you know, during training camp and OTAs, every day's press conference was about loop, loop, loop. We haven't asked you about loop in like three or four weeks.
Right.
You know, which is a good thing. Means he's been, like, Bob, like, I think it was last week, like, they were just getting inside the right upright all the time, you know, but he
but
made
even
them.
The kickoff stuff's not an issue anymore. He's got
well, Harbs did complain about the opening kickoff because he kicked it in the end zone. But I think as a whole, you know, the guys that you wanted, because originally we thought it was going to be Loop, Green, and Starks. Those three. You know, Wester's done a good job. I mean, he's done his job. Buchanan's done good. So I think overall, probably pretty good. I mean, you know, they cut Sanusi Kane, I think, didn't they? I thought I read that they cut him, you know, to add Jones or somebody. So I think overall, so far, rookie class has been good.
What do you think, Nolan McGraw, rookie class of 2025 through eight games? Let's not put it in the class of the 74 Steelers by any stretch of the imagination, but still contributors and still a lot of hope for this year and definitely beyond this season.
Right, yeah. I mean, look, the Mike Green and Malachi Starks were supposed to be the instant contributors, and, I mean, it took Starks a little while to get going. I do have to give him credit. We'll be talking about him a little bit later in the show, actually. Mike Green, it's been much slower out the gate than I would have anticipated.
Yep.
I did not think that Tyler Loop would be, through this point, like the consensus biggest rookie contributor, even though there was that natural job that was just handed to him right away as soon as they...
I would say Buchanan.
Well, that's true. Yeah. He's been the biggest surprise.
No doubt. Yeah. I mean, coming in, winning stuff, and taking over a starting job pretty much from week one.
And being good on teams. I mean, he plays a lot.
Right. So, I mean, it's gone roughly how you would have thought. I just think the Mike Green thing's been a little slow for my liking. But other than that, I don't think it's been too crazy.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Now you get ready for the Minnesota Vikings. We'll talk more about them later in the show with Paul Allen, longtime voice of the Minnesota Ball Club. But when we come back, let's count some dough by ourselves, talk about many sports subjects of the day. Jeff Urban, talk Maryland football and basketball with him. And then our heroes of the week for week 9 in the NFL. Week 10 starts tomorrow. Week 11 in college football. What the hell is going on here? Christmas trees in less than a month.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Stole it.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Brought to you by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years. Don't miss out. This offer ends soon, so schedule your quote right now at windownation.com.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It is Woman Crush Wednesday. It's buy or sell time. Got a lot going on in the world of sports. We just talking about money that's being spent. The Orioles hopefully spending a ton of it to get back into the World Series mix, something they haven't done since Ronald Reagan's first term. They haven't won a playoff game in over a decade. But let's count our own money, hopefully. A little buy or sell here.
Yeah, we're making a little green today. The Dow's up 231. The S&P's up 44. NASDAQ is up 208. DraftKings is up 7 cents, $28.68. Under Armour's up 13 cents, Bob, $4.43.
I went cheap on the stocks a couple weeks ago. I bought into Puma, the apparel company.
Yeah.
It's like $2 a share.
How's it doing?
It's about $1.50 a share.
What's the rationale behind? Because your track record with the stocks.
Well, I usually pimp stuff that I wear.
Okay.
So I need to get into Skechers, which is a little more expensive per share than Puma. You know, you're like hoping to win the lottery.
Yeah, but it seems
like
to
my
me,
weed
like...
stock that I bought for 8 cents a share 5 years ago is now, I think it's like literally less than a penny.
But the big stock company, say 20 years from now, that's going to skyrocket, you don't even know what it is.
Well, Under Armour was kind of that company 10 years ago.
Nolan, I'll give you one story. Like, my financial guy came over to our house like 4 years ago, and he was asking Vincent, what are the kids like? You know, what are the kids talking about? So he gave him, you know, some video game, something, and he looked up like the chip that was being made with, and it was NVIDIA. Mm. And we got it at $34 a share, which is, and Bob, you talk about it, now it's like, I don't know. It split a couple of times, went over 1,000. You know, I mean, oh yeah, it was a home run.
Just the chip,
because
well, the company,
it's AI, the company. Yeah, oh, yeah. Now they're doing
tech company. Yeah,
it is. It's crazy.
Wow,
that was like a home run, and it was just because Vincent told him about the video games, and he looked up the chip, and he got it 4 years ago, and you know.
Man, I need to get into a little Anheuser-Busch, I'm guessing. Huh? I mean, I've been keeping them in business for over 40 years.
Oh,
next.
Man. Well, we're talking money, so we got to start baseball money. And Bob mentioned this a couple segments ago. Probably the biggest surprise so far this week with teams picking up player options or declining players themselves doing the same thing. Chicago, the Cubs rejected Shota Imanaga's team option. And this is a whole convoluted thing because it actually was both a team and a player option. Once the team declined it, it triggered the player's side of things. And he said, well, you know what? Let me just hit free agency. 3.28 ERA in over 300 innings across the past 2 years. But his finish to this past season, very rough. 4.7 ERA in his last 13 starts in the regular season. And the playoffs, even worse. He was dreadful in his very limited appearances there. Buy or sell, Bob, the Cubs moving on from Imanaga too soon.
I'll buy that. Question I have, though, is would he be an intriguing option for the Orioles? I saw Jose Quintana's option was declined in Milwaukee as well. I mean, you're going to have to get one of those guys unless you could trade. Are you willing to spend the big money for the Dylan Ceases of the world? He's an intriguing. He's got that dopey delivery. with a hesitation, right? But they moved in the wall in left field at Camden Yards, which could be concerning for a southpaw. Would you be interested in him for an Oriole option?
Very interested.
Sure.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the trade aspect there. I'm just kind of wondering, I don't know, is like, are the Cubs worried that the secret is out on him? Because to me, like, again, that's a very short stretch of him being subpar by his standards, right? The last half of the regular season and the playoffs. I mean, to me, that's not enough to make a grand determination about
a
player.
Maybe there's some sort of secret injury issue that we're not aware of, too.
That's what I'm thinking. So if you're the Cubs, to me, you don't want him. All right, pick up the option, and then immediately winter meetings, hey, who wants Imanaga? You know, yeah. Give me a package, something here. I mean, just let him walk for nothing. Strange.
Yeah, a little red flag there. Sure, no doubt.
Over to the NFL, the Patriots are rolling right now. A 7-2 record, a real shot to win the AFC East since they do have that head-to-head win over Buffalo. But even still, there are some critics of what New England is doing. People pointing to their lighter schedule, where the Bills, of course, and the Steelers, really the only two good teams that they've actually faced thus far. Mike Vrabel was even asked about that during a recent radio interview. And he wasn't too happy that he was asked about it, kind of gave it to the interviewer a little bit, saying, quote, "I can only coach one team at a time. I don't make the schedule. Every team beats every team. It's just mind-boggling to me in the National Football League that there is a conversation about strength of schedule. You have a salary cap. Everybody spends the same amount of money. So you guys know in this league, that doesn't really mean anything." Vinny, are you buying or selling that the Patriots' schedule to this point doesn't matter?
I'm gonna buy it. You know, I it's not like college where you get to set up, you know, like the Terps set up three preseason games, basically, you know.
Sure.
I mean, you get who you get. You got to play who you get. And sometimes it kind of falls your way because teams that you expect to be good aren't good, you know. And the Patriots are one of those right now.
Right. They earned that schedule by being bad last year.
Right. You know? No doubt.
So, and the teams that are on their level didn't upgrade like they did, or didn't improve like they did. Let's see, how about a little NBA here? Not even 10 games into the season, which means it's too early to panic. Well, maybe for most, but a few fan bases feeling uneasy right now. CBS Sports has a panic meter for a handful of teams, and the Pelicans, as you would probably imagine, they are a 10 out of 10 on the panic scale right now. Finally got their first win, still 1-6 though. Zion Williamson, he's hurt again, and their losses have been as ugly as, well, as ugly as it gets. I mean, I can't think of anything worse than losing three of your six losses by 30-plus points. Buy or sell, Bob, when it comes to the Pelicans, it's not too early to panic.
Not too early? No, I'm in panic mode before they get to training camp. So, no, I'm buying that. Or am I selling it?
You're buying it.
Buying it, yes. Hey, look, Zion Williamson was one of one. It has not worked out for him. Brandon Ingram's a good player, but he gets injured a lot as well. They've just had some really hard problems keeping their studs healthy. Derek Queen, he's going to get more run, and we talked about it during the whip, having a monster game last night in their win. But the Pelicans, maybe the Hornets, they're like the Siberia of the NBA. It used to be the Kings for many years. Now it's these two. I mean, if I'm a guy and I'm drafted to New Orleans, I'm like,
Derek Queen.
Hey, but you know, you get that first paycheck, you're like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And then 3 years of 60 lost seasons, you're like, get me the bleep out of this place.
Well, doing a lot of talk about Ravens versus Vikings this Sunday. And as always, we're doing our 3 hours of pregame coverage on Baltimore Game Day Uncensored. Yeah. This week, new location for us. We're going to be at Barrel House Live in Falston. And if you want to come out and join us, well, going to help you out. I got a $50 gift card here to Barrel House Live, and that's going to caller number 5 at 410-583-1057. We're giving away one of these every day this week.
That's Barrel House Live coming up Sunday. We'll be there at 10 o'clock getting ready to rock and roll with the Baltimore Game Day Uncensored Tailgate Show. Talking Ravens and Vikings. When we come back, we'll talk Terps, basketball, and football with Jeff Ehrman from InsideMDSports.com. We'll have our heroes of Week 9 National Football League season, offense, defense, and rookies. Stick around for that. NFL lunch, 1 o'clock. Revisit the trade deadline yesterday, how rosters have changed. We'll look at the Vikings' defense. defense on film. And then the voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, will join us at 1:30. Minnesota in a really tough division, still chasing, but a win at Detroit certainly helps your cause, I would think.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
For the NFL Week Niner, offense, defense, and rookie. But officially, according to the NFL, which is the one that matters, because this is the one that probably adds a little dough to your contract as we get into incentives, Lamar Jackson was named today as the AFC Offensive Player of the Week for his performance last Thursday against the Dolphins. Now, it feels like to me, Vinny, it's been like 4 weeks since they played that game, you know what I mean, against Miami. But it was 6 days ago, and Lamar did throw four touchdown passes. And, and the Ravens do win the game, and he comes back and does it in an impressive way. Vinny's even got a song to celebrate it. But Lamar Jackson, Offensive Player of the Week in the National Football League. And how many times has he done that? Like 5,000?
Yeah.
Since his rookie season.
That's when they let him know it's, okay, thanks. You know?
That's great.
Yeah.
But he's achieved so much individual accolades. He's all about the team stuff now, and in particular getting to the Super Bowl. Now, they're still 3-5. Let's not get carried away. And as we talked about with Childs Walker, we'll talk about more during NFL Lunch. I mean, they're in a position because of schedule and now roster health and additions defensively with Gilman, and we're going to see Lawson and Jones, we think, on Sunday against the Vikings. I mean, this is probably as stout personnel-wise as they've been since maybe the opener against Buffalo, a game they lost, by the way.
Bob, I was just thinking, like, if they went on to win 10 or 11 games, would that be the greatest feat that he's done as a Raven? What he would accomplish over the next 2.5 months?
If they win out?
Or lose maybe one.
Well, his rookie year, he won 6-1.
Yep.
When he came in for Flacco, and we talked about that yesterday.
Right.
He got hurt, and Lamar got him to the playoffs. 2019, they won 12 games in a row. Now, he didn't play in the last one, but he spearheaded an 11-game winning streak, which got them the number one seed, We're talking regular season, right?
Yeah, I'm talking. The reason being is because he comes in and they're 1-5. You know, right. And then you go and you win.
Well, they were 1-3 with him.
No, I know that.
Yeah, let's not forget that. I mean, it's not like he missed the first six games of the season.
I would say if the defense starts to crumble again, right, and they're giving up, you know, upwards of 30 points a game, and Lamar is overcoming that. You know, he's doing what Joe Burrow couldn't do last year with the Bengals, and they make the playoffs then. I think at that point, easily the most impressive regular season of his career, even if it wouldn't result in an individual award.
But could 11-6, even 12-5, they'd have to win out, obviously. Does that put them in sniffing distance of a 1 or a 2 seat? Because there's no real monster team in the AFC this year.
I mean, if they got to 12, Bob.
Because they're going to see New England,
yeah,
who's right now at 7-2.
If they got to 12, which I don't think they could, I think the 12-5, they'd be competing for the number one seed.
They go 11-6, they're winning the division by 2 games.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, because that means you got to beat Pittsburgh twice.
Yeah.
Well, and the head-to-head against New England could be a part of that as well.
Right.
I mean, it's them and Indy, and Denver's 7-2 as well. So those three teams sitting on top.
So he won last week, so let me try to do my GED math. So that's 1. If they finish 11-6, that would make him 11-1? Or 10-1 is the quarterback, right?
Well, he beat the Browns.
Coming back from
since
the injury.
From last week on, yeah.
To Vinny's point,
if he does that, Bob, he's going to be right up there with MVP again.
But to Nolan's point, is he doing it? They're winning every game 37-32.
I'm not saying
because then the shelf life in the postseason probably not going to be long.
Yeah, this was just for the hypothetical of what's impressive or what would be the most impressive. I don't know if them, you know, like even running the table, I think just looking at the strength of the schedule, we can go back to the Pats conversation there. I don't know if that's necessarily impressive because like we were saying, you know, if Lamar's healthy and in there, probably going to be favored in all those games. They host the Pats. So as good as they might be at that point in the season, it's in Baltimore. I'd expect the Ravens to still be favored.
And we were talking about it last week. The only game, if you look at the schedule, where they could, with Lamar, where they could be underdogs would be at Green Bay, and that's not even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, they just lost, as we've talked about, for 3 days. They lost to Carolina at home.
Yeah.
So I would think.
Who had just lost to Buffalo 40-8.
And if the Ravens are percolating, you know, Ravens will be favored at Lambeau Field for that game.
Well, the other thing is, defensively, you talk about the defense. I mean, look at the quarterbacks they're playing, Nolan. You know, I mean, you got rookie this week, rookies. You know, so you've got some quarterbacks that you can make some hay with that shouldn't be able to score a lot of points on you.
Right. I mean, look, and the rest just go the rest of the way. It's obviously Jordan Love and Drake May, and then Aaron Rodgers. That's it.
But they don't put up a lot of points, Pittsburgh.
No. But that's always just going to be a muddy situation because of the rivalry. You know, one team could be undefeated. The other one could be winless. They'll play a 10-3 game. You know, it's just how it is.
And that's why that Cleveland game is going to be a little dicey coming up next week. But first things first, get by the Vikings.
Yes.
Because if they lose to Minnesota and the defense is sieve-like and Jefferson has 150 yards, 3 touchdowns, and Jones rushes for a 120, and then we're back to square one.
If J.J. McCarthy looks like a stud in this game, Ravens are deep doo-doo.
And quick baseball news for you. Chris Sale, option picked up for the Braves for, $18 million. And Trevor Story, remember the news was a couple of days ago, he was going to opt out in Boston? Nope. He got religion. Same with Jack Flaherty in Detroit. He's sticking around for $20 million. And the Beeb, Shane Bieber, sticking around for $16 million with the Toronto Blue Jays. And to me, that's a really smart move because we expect they'll be good next year. He's going to be even further removed from Tommy John surgery. He might be the ace of that staff in 2026. And if he pitches like the Shane Bieber that we saw in Cleveland, that's a guy that's going to be in line for a big ass payday in 2026-27 off season. We have time for a call. You want to get to a break? Let's go out to the phones. No Jeff Ehrman today. We'll catch up with him at a later date. Let's go to Eldersburg. It is Mark. Mark, what's happening?
Good afternoon, guys.
How you doing, man?
Let's say we run the table, win everything else, get to the playoffs, stink it up, don't win. Was this the worst bust ever. We were expected to win a Super Bowl. Now we're just happy if we went out. We got to get our priorities straight. We are in the same boat that we've seen 4 or 5 years from John Harbaugh-led Ravens with Lamar at the helm. He's going to win the games. Let's stop acting like if we win. We know what Lamar is. He's a superstar. He's a once-in-a-generational talent. He's going to win probably 99% of our last games this season. And we can't just be happy with just making the playoffs.
No, you know what's going to happen is if they win, if they go 8-1 the rest of the way, they're going to be the hottest team in the league. They're going to be playing their best football at the right time of the year.
Well, then the Super Bowl chatter starts populating
again. Yep.
But unfortunately, haven't we been here before?
The Kansas City year. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. How about last year?
Exactly. So it doesn't excite me. And what I'm saying is that we're acting as if we're seeing something we haven't seen before if we run the table. We've seen it. And what we've got to do is look at our leadership. No, I agree with you. It's not from there. But we've seen this stretch of wins that he's had and played phenomenal. But it's the same leadership. When it gets to critical times, our leadership folds and is outcoached.
Oh, there you go. We got a Harb dig. First one in a couple of weeks.
Should have known that just a fun hypothetical question was going to lead to people getting pissed off.
But to the point, and then we'll get a break and get to our heroes. Coming up here in a couple minutes. They're 8-1, 9-1, whatever. They finish 11-6. They're going to be, like Vinny said, one of the hottest teams going in. And if they get bounced in a wild card or divisional round, then same old, same old.
Yeah.
So then you're like, man, why didn't you just go 7-9 or 7-10 so we didn't have to get in all this? But we want them in the playoffs. It's good because if you get to the playoffs, anything can happen. There's your cliche heading into Heroes of the Week. Lamar, by the way, was named today as the AFC Offensive Player of the Week based on his performance against the Dolphins. But Heroes coming up next, NFL Lunch at 1. Vinny's film breakdown of the Vikings defense. How might they pose problems for this Ravens offensive line and Lamar Jackson? And then Paul Allen, voice of Minnesota, he'll be joining us at 1:30. Talk about their win at Detroit and the rest of the season for them and that NFC North at still kind of wide open. Or are we not buying the Bears or the Vikings?
There goes my hero.
Vinny and Haney's Offensive Hero of the Week.
All right, offensive player or hero of the week for me, I'm going with Justin Herbert or Justin Herbay, however you want to say it. It doesn't matter to me. I mean, he kind of did a little bit of everything in this past win. And when I look at the Chargers, right, maybe not as elite as they looked in the early stages of the season, but if they're going to get to where they want to go, it's going to have to be purely on the shoulders of Justin Herbert. This past game against Tennessee, 250 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, did have the ugly pick six, but rebounded from that nicely. And on the ground, also their leading rusher, 57 yards on 9 carries. So like I said, that run game may be a little shaky at times this year. Herbert, if he can step up and be more of a do-it-all guy, maybe he'll get his shine when it's all said and done.
And he's got backup line, backup to the backups for linemen.
Trevor Penning, baby.
Five sacks under heavy duress,
Yeah, I've got mine is Sam Darnold, Seattle quarterback. He was 21 of 24, 330 yards, 13.8 average, 4 touchdowns, a pick, a 141.0 quarterback rating, and they won 38-14.
Yeah, Sam Darnold, speaking of the Vikings, I mean, are they in the hindsight 2020 thing, or are they in regretville? We should have kept him around. I mean, when you make a commitment in a first round to JJ McCarthy, I mean, you obviously have to be all in, but sometimes it doesn't always work out the way that you would hope. Mine is Matt Stafford for the LA Rams. He throws 4 touchdown passes. His last 2 games, he's got 9 touchdowns, no picks.
Woo!
For the season, 21 TDs, 2 interceptions. And this guy was the first pick in the draft in 2009. So we're going back 16 years that he's been in the NFL, certainly putting up a Hall of Fame resume. He's got the Super Bowl championship a few years back in L.A. with the Rams. But Matt Stafford, he's cooking. I mean, he's got a ton of weapons to choose from. Puka Nacua's back. Davante Adams has been a great addition. Higbee will get his from time to time. He's got really good running back. But Matthew Stafford is my offensive hero of the week. Let's go to that defense, Nolan.
Oh, we can be heroes just for one day.
Brady's Defensive Hero of the Week.
All right, I'm going to be a homer here, and I'm going with Malachi Starks. Maybe covering two bases here. We talk rookie and defensive player, but you know what? Forget the interception. That was just kind of the cherry on top. I thought that was his best game of the season so far, even without the interception at the end of the game. Nice open field tackles. There was one play in particular, a little screen pass, might have been Achan coming out of the backfield. There's nobody between him and the first down marker, and all of a sudden Malachi Starks comes out of nowhere, makes the one-on-one tackle. Very impressed.
Mine is Alex Highsmith from the Steelers. Four tackles, two sacks, three tackles for loss, one pass defense, and another quarterback hit.
All right, I'm going to go with Adafe Owe for the L.A. Chargers. Two sacks in their win that Nolan talked about last Sunday. In his three games with the Chargers, got four sacks. Or is it five games and four sacks? Either way, he's doing some good things. He had no sacks
right
when the Ravens traded him away. And when he was traded, I don't think anyone was crying about it too much. And, you know, as you would expect, now that he's starting to put up some numbers, why'd they get rid of him? I still don't think people are... I don't remember getting any calls about people melting down for getting rid of him since he's put up the numbers. Any texts? No.
No.
Yeah, because Gilman's allowed Hamilton to move.
Right.
Now, we'll see what Jones and, you know, Lawson will bring to the equation. Yep. And if, you know, Mike Green can ascend. But hey, give away credit. I mean, he's getting paid, trying to anyway, in the offseason. And good for him.
We should have seen it coming, really. But let's be honest, if he was still here, it wouldn't surprise me if he still was without a sack. It's just the way
it
goes.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
All right, Nolan, how about them rookies?
What rookie had a standout week? Here's Vinny Serrato and Bob Haney.
And Nolan.
All right, rookie of the week for me this time around. Going to go to Seattle. Wide receiver Troy. Yeah, that's right. Or no, not Troy. Torrey. I'm dyslexic here. Torrey Horton. That's his name. Get used to it. Uh-huh. Best game of the season for him. I mean, it's not otherworldly here. Just 48 yards. But he did haul in two touchdown passes. And reason I pick him here is because kind of curious what his workload's going to be the rest of the way. He's already having a tough time battling with, you know, the likes of Smith and Jigba. You know, he commands a lot of targets there. They just traded for Rashid Shaheed, so that probably doesn't help his cause either. But after a two-touchdown game, maybe asking, hey, can we get this guy more involved?
Or when Cooper Kupp comes back, too.
Him, too, yeah.
Now, my rookie is Colston Loveland from the Bears, who I kept saying, why did they not take Warren from Penn State? You know, before they took Loveland. Loveland showed it in this game. Six catches, 118 yards, 19.7 average, two touchdowns, long as 58, seven targets, and he broke the attempted tackles of the Bengals safeties. You know, and he went 58 yards for the touchdown to win it for the Bears.
Yeah, stunned the Cincinnati Ball Club. By the way, the Bengals are on bye, and whoever plays them will probably win Offensive Player of the Week. Remember, it was the Ravens. Whoever played their defense three of the first 4 weeks would win an award. I'm going to go with my rookie hero is Jalen Walker, albeit in a losing effort at Atlanta, losing a tough one to the Patriots. 15th overall pick out of the University of Georgia. Had two sacks.
Yep.
Disrupting Drake May, who had a rough go of it, still found a way to win. But Jalen Walker had one sack going into the game. So, Filias is coming out party. Unfortunately for Atlanta, couldn't get it done. Hey, by the way, you could make a case for Drake London being Offensive Player of the Week, too.
Well,
offensive
three touchdowns,
hero.
Yeah.
Because he went off a little bit. But Jalen Walker. I mean, Ronnie Gatson, he's a guy that, you know, is starting to put up some numbers. He was back-to-back for me. But Jalen Walker is my rookie hero of the week for Week 9. Week 10 starts tomorrow night. We'll get into that and more when we come back with NFL Lunch. Then Vinny's film breakdown of this Minnesota defense. Could they strike fear into the hearts of old Todd Monken here? And then Paul Allen, voice of the Vikings, he'll join us at 1:30. NFC North is AFC North bad. NFC North good. Mm-hmm. Up for grabs. Where does Minnesota fit in here?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of seven discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.